tonight is Monday night, November 17th, or Chof Mar Cheshbon. This is the Gemara share. We're in the Sechus Sukkah, Daf Chof Ches Omud Bet. Okay, Rabotai, we're up to the Mishnah on Chof Ches Omud Beis, the last Mishnah of this particular parak. And the Mishnah says, things that we have had an opportunity to talk about in the past, and Kol Shivat Hayamim, throughout all 7 days of Sukkot, Adam Oseh Sukkoso Keva Ubeso Aroi. He shall make an attempt to make his Sukkah his permanent residence, or his fixed residence, and his regular home, a temporary residence. That's one halacha, and that's going to be our focus for tonight. The Mishnah discusses a second halacha, which will be the next share, Yardu Gishamim, if it starts to rain, Me'ema Sai Mutar Lefanot, when are you permitted to return into the home when it starts raining? Answers the Mishnah, Mishitisrach HaMikveh HaMikveh. When the mikveh will be ruined, tisrach is to be ruined. What is mikveh? It's some type of a dish, some type of a delicacy that's not yavesh and it's not lach. It's not completely solid and it's not completely liquid. It's somewhere in between. It's like a cholent. So when the water drips in and that type of a delicacy gets ruined, that's when you know there is sufficient rain in the sukkah, and you are permitted to go back into the house. As I said, that's not going to be our focus tonight. Mashal l'maha davar domeh, what might be this compared to? Le'eved sheba limzo kos l'rabo, when as a servant is coming to what? To pour a cup for his master. V'shafach lo kiton al pana. So he's got the pitcher ready to pour it into his cup, and instead of pouring the pitcher into the cup, he pours everything on the master's face. Exactly why is this the mashal for rain coming into the sukkah? The Gemara asks that question. Okay? So we'll see how the Gemara explains the mashal and the nimshal. Exactly. That's not my discussion for tonight. Let's take a look at the Gemara, where the Gemara will try to properly define the halacha of in effect Teshvu Kein Taduru, and we'll see that this again, of course, subject to many definitions. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbana, Kol Shivat Hayamim Adam Oseh Sukkoso Keva Ubeso Aroi. Ketzad, Hayu lo kelim na'im, if somebody has nice utensils, ma'alon l'sukkah, he takes them, puts them in the sukkah. Mitza'os na'os, you have nice sheets and pillowcases, ma'alon l'sukkah. Ochel v'shoseh u'mitayel basukkah, you eat, you drink, you take your hike in the sukkah. Supposed to do everything in the sukkah. You have to do exercise, you do your laps in the sukkah, you walk around the table 400 times. Nohani mili, how do I know this? The Tana Rabbanan, teishvu, basukas teishvu, ke'ein taduru, mikan omru, kol shivas hayamim, oser adam sukkoso keva, ubeso arai. You make your house the fixed residence, and your permanent home, a temporary one. Ketzad, hayu lo kelim na'im ma'alon l'sukkah, mitza'os na'os, nice bedding ma'alon l'sukkah, ochel v'shoseh u'mitayel basukkah, u'mishanein basukkah. You eat, drink, take your hikes in the sukkah, and you learn in the sukkah. Okay? So stop right there for just a minute. And you learn in the sukkah. Fine. In relationship to the definition of Teshvu Kein Taduru, the Yerushalmi, right here, says, Ein Teshvu Ela Taduru. that the word teshvu should not be interpreted as to sit, but rather to take up residence. How do I know? As it says, v'rishtem osa v'yishavtem ba, describing the mitzvah of aliyah le'eretz Yisrael, which the Ramban believes the Rambam omitted. The Rambam did not count this amongst the 613 mitzvot, and the Ramban disagrees, and he cites this pasuk, v'rishtem osa, you will conquer it, v'yishavtem ba. Obviously, v'yishavtem ba does not mean that you'll sit in Eretz Yisrael. It means to dwell, to reside in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the pasuk which the Yerushalmi gets. Because our Bavli does not actually prove to us from any pasuk that the word teshvu really means to reside. All it darshans is teshvu ke'en taduru. But how do I know that the word teshvu doesn't really mean to sit? So the Yerushalmi provides that for us. Alternatively, the Rush writes that the word teshvu means titakvu, to live here, to dwell here. Kimo dechsiv vayeshev ha'am b'kadesh yamim rabim. Am Yisrael dwelled in the city of Kadesh many, many days. It was 19 years. One of the 40 years that we traveled in the Midbar, 19 years we didn't move at all. We were stuck in the city of Kadesh. Obviously it doesn't mean that they sat in Kadesh for 19 days. It means that that's one. Or, he quotes another pasuk, and we're going to take a look in the Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph for just a second. The pasuk says at the end of Parshat Tzav, concerning the Miluim, the training period for Aaron and his children, Umi Pesach Ohel Moed, Lo Seitzvu, Teshvu Shivas Yomim, to live in the Ohel Moed for 7 days. So, therefore, the word Teshvu obviously means to dwell, and not to sit, as one might be inclined to interpret. Yet, everybody probably heard of a very famous Rambam, where the Rambam apparently believes that the word leishev in the bracha means to sit and not to dwell, which obviously is not the pshuto of the bracha. When we say, Hashikadoshanu says to Tzivanu, leishev, it's to be interpreted the way the Gemara interprets the word teshvu, to dwell. Yet the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah writes the following, even though I have told you that every single Friday night and every single Erev Yontif, you should sit for Kiddush, says the Rambam, first night of Sukkot, you're supposed to stand for Kiddush, so that the bracha will be recited over la'asiyasa. That's the Rambam says. It's a very difficult Rambam, because if you interpret the word over la'asiyasa and the word leishev the way the Gemara is interpreting it, so then when should you make the bracha of leishev asukah? When? Before you walk in. You're standing outside, then you should make the bracha before you walk in. That's over la'asiyasa. The reason why we do not make the bracha until right before we eat is because we adopt the Rabbeinu Tam's position, which we're going to see in just a minute, that the only time that you make a bracha of leishev basukah is when you eat. Not when you enter. Not if you learn. Not if you sleep. Not if you hike. Only if you eat. Therefore, we can understand why our over la'asiyasa is not recited when you enter the sukkah. That's not over. It's right before you eat. So we always make the bracha right before the birchas, right after the birchas hananin, whatever we're eating. If we're eating cake, you say, bari minei mezonos, asher kedushan says, nivan leishe basukah. Hamoitzi, yayin, bari pi adofen, and then the kiddush, then leishe basukah. So we understand that because we, Ashkenazim, follow the Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rambam disagreed with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam believed that you make a bracha of leishe basukah every single time you enter the sukkah to engage in any activity. And yet, the Rambam is telling us that over la'asiyasan is to be defined as when you're standing before you sit down. It's a very difficult Rambam. I haven't found a plausible, good explanation to defend the Rambam, but you should know the Rambam exists. It's a very famous Rambam. That every single Shabbos, every single Yantiv, you're supposed to sit for Kiddush, except for the first night of Sukkot, when you're supposed to make the Leishei Basukkah standing, and then you sit down. Now, take a look at Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph for a minute, because there the Gemara actually quotes the pasuk which the Rush recites to define for us that the word Teshvu is indeed. Yeah. On the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Mem Gimel Aleph, the Gemara says, Teshvu, Teshvu, L'Gzeirah Shavah. The Gemara the Hava Amina, that perhaps the mitzvah of Sukkah only applies during the day and not at night. Because there are many comparisons in Halacha. I don't want to go through the whole sugya, we'll do it when we get up the top of Mem Gimel. Many comparisons between Sukkah and Lulav. And just as the mitzvah of lulav is applicable only during the day, so too the mitzvah of sukkah could have been applicable only during the day. And I would be tempted to interpret the phrase shivat yamim, 7 days, just as I interpret the phrase ulakatem lachem bayom harishon as day and not laila. So the Gemara says, teshvu, teshvu l'gzeirah shavah. Ne'emar kan teshvu, it says in relationship to Sukkah teshvu, ve'ne'emar b'miluim teshvu. It says, you're supposed to sit in the upesach ol moed, teshvu shivas yomim. Then Aaron and his children are to sit in the ol moed for the shivas yomim amiluim 7 days. Ma lahalon yomim, va'afilu leilos, af kan yomim va'afilu leilos. Here too, it means days and nights as well. And Tosfos goes on to point out that the word teshvu cannot mean to sit. Take a look at Tosfos, the top Tosfos. It can't mean to sit the way the Rambam interprets it. Because there is a halacha, ein yeshiva be'azara elo l'malcha be'zavit. The only ones allowed to take a seat in the Azara, in the Beis HaMikdash, are kings of the Davidic dynasty. Anybody who's not Malkei Beis HaMikdash is not allowed to take a seat in the Beis HaMikdash. So when the Torah tells Aaron and his children, Upesach Olam Teshu Shivas Yamin, obviously it can't mean to sit. What must it mean? To dwell. And that's how Tosfos proves that the word teshvu means to dwell and not necessarily to sit. So I just bring this to you, number one, for definitional purposes, that the word teshvu means to dwell, either the pasuk vayeshev on b'kadesh or this particular pasuk, and to highlight and accentuate the Rambam who suddenly interpreted the word leishev that means to sit as opposed to take up residence in the sukkah, which is very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the Gemara here says that The Gemara here says that as one of the illustrations for dwelling in the sukkah is you're supposed to learn in the sukkah. Umishanein b'sukkah. So if you will take a look at the sheet that I have distributed to you, I have for you the Meiri's comment on this particular Mishnah and the Gemara, where the Meiri cites Chachmei Narbona, and this will serve as a launching pad to understand the Rabbeinu Tam's position. So if you look on the right-hand side, the first comment of the Meiri, the top is the Rambam. In our editions of the Meiri, they print the Perush HaMishnah of the Rambam on the Mishnah, and then the Gemara starts, then the Meiri starts, HaMishnah, Shias, HaKadonim, and HaKadonim, Kol Shivas Yamim Adam Osa Sukasa Keva Ubeiso Aroi. Upirshu b'Gemara, she'im hayu lo kelim na'im, if you have nice utensils, u'mitza'os na'os, and nice bedding, ma'alon l'sukkah. V'ochel v'shose b'sukkah, u'mitayel b'sukkah. U'mishanein b'sukkah. And you're supposed to learn in the sukkah.
Umikan kasvu rabim. Shahaba l'shanein b'sukkah.
Somebody who comes to learn in the sukkah.
Mivarech ba kiba achila.
You go ahead and do so as if you're reading.
Some interpret that the word I'm reading it were wrong.
L'shanein not to mean to sleep, but rather what?
Shena, sleeping, even though it's not really shanein, it's not really sleeping. It means to learn.
And when you go in to learn, you make a bracha. You make a bracha.
That's the excellent kasha.
The Rugichev asked that kasha.
Why wouldn't the Brisa mention sleeping?
The Brisa says eating, drinking, hiking, and learning.
How about Shlofi?
Good.
Rugichev asked that kasha.
We'll get to it in a few minutes. He has a very big chiddush. Hard to understand it, but that's, I'm going to tell you what he says in a second.
Umikan kas shabal shan besuk mevarach vachila. V'chein hayu rabosai nohagim.
And that's the way my teachers conducted themselves. They made a bracha when they went in to learn.
Ulechach min narbona ra'isi sha'af haba le'echol achilas aro'i.
Somebody comes to eat a snack, which al-pidin does not require sukkah. You're allowed to eat, we learned that previously in a Mishnah, that you're allowed to eat pachos mikabetza out of a sukkah.
Umachmir atzmo la'achila besukkah,
and somebody decided to be machmir and eat what? Even a snack in the sukkah.
Chayiv levarech.
He must make a bracha. See, if you go in and you have a snack, something for which you're not chayiv to eat in the sukkah, you make a bracha nonetheless.
The ain't zeh nirali.
I don't agree with this, says the Meiri.
Elo shirishoi levarech achar shemachmir la'atzmo.
You're allowed to, if you decide to what? To be machmir,
the kosh gain shahabracha al yeshivahi.
There's no doubt that the bracha is what? On the fact that you're dwelling in the sukkah, so I don't care what, if you're eating less than what? Less than a kezias, but to say that you have to, says the Meiri, I disagree.
Because Chachnei Nabona said, you are obligated to recite a bracha if you decide to what? To eat in the sukkah.
You're obligated to recite the bracha. Now what exactly is the machloikis between the Meiri and the Chachmei Narbona? And if you eat less than a kezias, are you obligated to recite a bracha? Or is it that you are permitted to do so?
So some explain the machloikis along the following lines.
We can look at eating out of the sukkah, a snack, or, excuse me, so to eating in the sukkah snack, one of two ways. We've always mentioned that when it comes to eating in the sukkah, there are two elements. Number one, there is a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Number two, there's an isur to eat out of the sukkah. There is an isur to eat out of the sukkah. And that's exactly the Rabbeinu Tam's position. The only time that we make a bracha, leishei basukkah, is if the activity which you are engaged in is not only represents a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but also represents the opportunity to avoid the isur. Under what circumstances are you engaged in an action where not only is that a mitzvah, but that action is also avoiding the isur is only when you eat something which you're chayav to eat in the sukkah. Therefore, says the Rabbeinu Tam, if I eat fruit, I am a chayav in the mitzvah of sukkah shesha shivat yam. But by eating in the sukkah fruit, I don't avoid the isur of eating what? Out of the sukkah. Because al pi din, you're allowed to eat fruit out of the sukkah. Same thing if I eat less than a kibetza of grain. Why does the Rabbeinu Tam say I don't make a bracha unless than a kezias of grain? Because although I undoubtedly am a chayav in the mitzvah, I am not avoiding the isur by engaging in that activity. Because al pidin, you're allowed to eat
less than a kibbetza out of the sukkah. So Rabbeinu Tam adopts this strange position that in order to merit a bracha for sukkah, it must have what? Not only the opportunity to what? To be mekayim the mitzvah, it also must have the opportunity, that very same action, to avoid the isur doing out of it. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's position. And the Rabbeinu Tam was an out. You can say that that same machloikis is revolving between the Chachmei Nabona and the Meiri. The Chachmei Nabona believe that I don't need the second part of the statement in order to be mechuyif to make a bracha. I don't need that my action should avoid the isur of eating out of the sukkah. I don't need that. All I need in order to be chayuf to make a bracha is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's all I need. The kiyum ha-mitzvah. Am I going to be mekayim a mitzvah if I eat less than a kezayis? I have a snack out of the sukkah. Am I going to be mekayim a mitzvah? 1,000%. Am I going to be making the mekayim a mitzvah if I learn in the sukkah? 1,000%. Therefore, any time that you are engaged in a kiyum hamitzvah, says the chachmei, you're obligated to make a bracha. Because you are being mekayim a mitzvah at this particular second. So whether you eat less than a kezayis, whether you decide to learn, even though those activities do not constitute avoiding the isur of out of the sukkah, because that only applies to food more than a kebetza, nonetheless, I don't believe that that's a criteria related to what? To a bracha for making the sukkah. Making the sukkah, it is a kiyum a mitzvah. And in fact, what proof do all Rishonim offer to challenge the Rabbeinu Tam that he's dead wrong? From a Rabbeinu Tam Shita himself. Everybody knows the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Tam concerning a woman's opportunity to recite a bracha on a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Everybody has heard this machlokes. The Rambam and the Chavrin Shulchan Aruch Paskin that a woman is not permitted to make a bracha on a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. All Sephardic women do not recite a bracha on lulav. Do not recite a bracha on shofar. Do not recite a bracha on when they eat in the sukkah, because they're not chayiv. And we, Ashkenazim, decide to paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, who says that women are entitled to make a bracha. Now, why are they entitled to make a bracha? Why are they entitled to make a bracha? Why are they entitled to make a bracha? Because there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah. Simply a kiyum ha-mitzvah. If a woman were to eat out of the sukkah, would she violate an isur of eating out of the sukkah? Would she violate an isur of eating out? Of course not! Why would she not violate an isur? She's not chayef to eat in the sukkah. But when she chooses to do so, she is mitayim a mitzvah. Therefore, all we shine and ask on the Rabbeinu Tam, hey, mizakhe shara lebeit rei. How can you award this document to two things? The same document you're awarding to the Malvus and the Leiva. How's that possible? If you are the Mara D'Shmaisa, who said that women make a bracha on mitzvah sasesh's man grama, then you're indicating that the trigger to recite a birchas hamitzvah is only one thing. The kiyum hamitzvah. The fact that you will fulfill a mitzvah. And suddenly here, by sukkah, you are the author of the opinion to say, no, in order to be chayiv to make a bracha, not only is the possibility of kiyum hamitzvah there, you can only make a bracha if at the same time your action, what? Is avoiding an isur. Yeah? Who? That's the Meiri. Chachmei Nabona didn't say Rishai said Chayav Levarich. Right. Is the act is against the Rabbeinu Tam.
So who's the, so
I'm saying all we should, I use that as a springboard to get into the Rabbeinu Tam. What is the Rabbeinu Tam?
You're permitted to make a bracha when you're not tied. That's the right from this relationship I'm about.
Correct. So why would the Rabbeinu Tam now say that if I eat fruit, I'm not allowed to make a bracha?
Okay.
He doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm just telling you that's the Rabbeinu Tam.
Because okay.
I'm introducing two factors which would now trigger a bracha. Obviously the Chachamim Arbona say against the Rabbeinu Tam. What triggers the Chiyuv to make a bracha of Sukkah? When you are Mikayim a Mitzvah.
And Chiyuv. And the Eri says it's Rishut.
Correct.
And the Tam then says it's
It's a bracha of the Batala. Precisely.
Precisely. Precisely. Exactly. It's a bracha levatala under those circumstances. And so here, it's actually very, very difficult. It's actually very difficult. And in fact, if you wanted to take the Meiri's position one step further, what did the Meiri say? It's a reshus. You want to make a bracha if you eat less than that you're obligated? You're entitled to, but you're not chayiv. That happens to be fit in very well with a Tosis's position in Erevin, where Tosis says, women are not chayiv to make a berachas ha-mitzvah. They're allowed to make a berachas ha-mitzvah. They're allowed. There's no chiyuv per se. Why? On mitzvah says she has a man grama, they're allowed to. No chiyuv. Why? Because the Meiri will say that in order to what? To recite, to be chayiv to make a bracha, you must have the entire, you must be chayiv completely, and in our case, in addition to fulfilling the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, you also have to be avoiding the isur to eat out of the sukkah, in order to be chayiv to make a bracha. To be chayiv to make a bracha. Right. Yeah. So that's the machlokes. And as I said, the Rabbeinu Tam is very, very difficult. Why he suddenly came up with that unusual distinction that in order to be chayiv in the bracha, the kiyum ha-mitzvah teishu ke'in taduru is not sufficient. You also require that your action avoid the isur of eating out of the sukkah. And the isur is only if you do one thing. Eat more than a kibbutzah. If I sleep out of the sukkah, if I learn out of the sukkah, if I hike out of the sukkah, I violate nothing. All I did was what? Fail to be in the kind of the mitzvah. But I didn't violate an isur. Consequently, there is no bracha. Consecrated is no bracha. It's very, very difficult to understand that. Very difficult. Now, in relationship to Marvin's question, which is a very good question. Why is it that the Braisa, when giving its illustrations about dwelling in the sukkah, doesn't mention sleeping? It gives illustrations of eating, drinking, hiking, and learning. Without the sleeping, there is no good answer to your question. There's no good answer. I'm going to tell you what the Ragi Chava writes in his commentary on the Rambam, Sofnas Paneach. The Ragi Chava says, his gishpart, his conclusion is, there's no mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. Only an isur to sleep out of the sukkah. There's no mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. I don't know. So I'm telling you, your question is a good question. Why didn't the Braisa cite sleeping as one of the examples to do in the sukkah? I don't have a good answer for that. I'm telling you, there's a Ragi Chava. You want to look at it? It's in he's commenting on the Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Beis. Yes.
So when it says linen, it's talking about table linen, as opposed to.
According to whom? To the Ragi Chava? Yeah. Yeah. Linens. Right? Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
What's the diet of the sukkah?
What? Take a hike. Litayel means to take a walk. It means to take a walk. And your sukkah, which is dalet, which is zayin al zayin, seventh bachem by seventh bachem, you just walk around. Just walk around. That's correct. Yeah. 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 Okay. It's difficult. Let's take a look at what.
People don't take tours. I mean, that's not something that.
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. If patients came to do, I don't take a hike in my house. When I want to do exercise, you walk outside, unless it's mental. You have a treadmill. Bring the treadmill into that circle.
They're slobbed up. This way of saying usually activity.
Yeah. Okay.
Including taking
that.
Very
what you said. Right. That's correct. But it's a strange expression. I'll grant you that. It's a strange expression. Okay. Well, again, back to Gemara. Then there's a very interesting discussion about pots and pans. Says the Gemara. The Gemara said that you're supposed to learn in the sukkah. Ask the Gemara three lines from the bottom. Eini sinishtazai. Not supposed to learn in the sukkah. The Ha'amar Rava, Rava said, Mikra umisna bimitalalta. When you study Chumash or Stav Mishnayis, which you don't have to have much of a head for, just Shnai Mikra Vechatagam, just read Mishnayis, like in the Pirchei Mishnayis Balpeh, just run it off by heart. Read it in the Sukkah. Do it in the Sukkah. Vitanui, but analysis of the Sukkah, the reasons for the Mishnah and the analysis, Bar mitalalta, that you do out of the sukkah. So how can the Brisa just write, or the examples that every learning has to be in the sukkah, Rava himself discriminated. Certain types of activity you do in the sukkah, certain types of learning you're supposed to do out of the sukkah. The Brisa did not make any such distinction. Answers the Gemara. The Machloik, and the Gemara's answer is going to be a Machloikus Rishoy. Ha b'migras, one is talking about where it's just stam gelern, stam geploidet. Just read it, you know it. The other one is what? Be'iyune, where you have to analyze. So which one would you think? Don't check, don't look any place. Just use your own judgment. Which one, which type of learning would you say goes in the sukkah, and which one doesn't go in the sukkah? What would you say? What logic?
In-depth learning should happen in the sukkah.
Should happen. Why?
Because that's, the other one's like a snack almost. If you're learning, you can do it on the street, you can do it on the bus, but if you're going to sit and learn,
So you like the Ritva. That's the minority position. The Ritva says that that's the way the Gemara to be understood. That he used your exact words. That something which you can do, you know, Schneimekertag, you do it on a bus, you know, I do it in the carpool, that doesn't necessarily take place in your house. But to learn, the Shav Shmaitza, Ktsoi, from Rav Chaim, you can't do that on a bus. You have to have concentration for that. That's called keva. That's called sitting down and learning for a period of time. That has to be in the sukkah. Why? Because in my house, that's the type of learning I would be doing. The stam to do shnayim b'chatam, I don't have to do it. That's not necessarily an activity in the house. Therefore, that can be done out of the sukkah as well.
That's the Ritva. 99% of all Rishayim say just the opposite. Take a look at Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos, the last line. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says now, that when you're dealing with sukkim or stam mishnayis, with a halachis, yachayiv, yipater, atzer, asur, mutter, that you can do in the sukkah. Because despite the fact that it's not the most pleasant or comfortable environment, you can learn a line which says, you know, shnayilas and batalis, right? Just learn the din. You don't know what you're talking about. Just that's okay. But when you want to be me'ayin and understand what's going on, you have to have yeshiva da'at. You have to have good yeshiva da'at. So to do yeshiva da'at, to learn a sugya properly in the sukkah, that's impossible. That is bar mimitalalta, outside of the sukkah. That's the way most Rishonim learn. That iyun analysis is to be done out of the sukkah, because it simply cannot be done in the environment of the sukkah. But stam, to read some sukkah and to read mishnayos, we just get a flavor of what's happening, that should be done in the sukkah. Yeah?
One is focusing on the din of the sukkah, one is focusing on the din of Talmud Torah.
Correct. 1,000%. Rashi is claiming that it's a halachic Talmud Torah. Correct. And therefore, if I'm going to do things to Ian, I'm not going to be learning properly. So that, what am I sitting in the sukkah for? The Ritzvah learns it purely tzvius versus aroi. It's a din in excellent. It's a din in sukkah. It's not a din in Talmud Torah. Whatever activity is more done in the house, that has to be done in the sukkah. So the serious learning takes place in the house, therefore it has to be done in the sukkah. Exactly. It's halacha in the definition of Seishu Gein Tzedurah. According to Rashi and everybody else, it's halacha in Talmud Torah.
I have to be able to learn, and therefore I don't want you to make mistakes in your analysis and so on and so forth. 100%.
Good. Yeah. As the Gemara gives examples, ki ha the Rabba Bar Chama ki have a kaimu mikame the Rab Chista mirahate b'Gemara b'hade hadadi v'hadar ma'ayne b'svara. What they used to do was initially they would just review what they heard from what from Rab Chista, what the halacha is. Rab Chista said it's mutter, it's aser, kai, it's butter. So then after, they would just review it, so that you know what the halach is. Then, what do? Then you would spend time analyzing at a later time. In the time of the Gemara, there was a lot of focus on learning. Much of the learning was halacha l'maisa. Much of it. Not the way it is today, where it's a lot of intellectual exercises, but it's not necessarily halacha l'maisa. Because don't forget, we have the opportunity to check halacha l'maisa by opening up a Shulchan Aruch. They didn't have that opportunity. They were the Shulchan Aruch. So they had, the first thing they had to do is make sure that they conveyed the accurate halacha as to what for people to do all the time. What for people to do. Yes.
So in halacha of sukkah, so there's a recognition that there can be many things that can be very difficult to do concentration-wise, but regardless, you should do it in the sukkah. But
correct.
Because learning Torah has halacha of learning Torah that you have to do it in a certain place.
That exempts you from sukkah. Precisely. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Sukkah Halacha Tes discusses the issue as to whether or not you're supposed to daven in the sukkah or not. Mara never mentions it, but davening in the sukkah. Rambam writes, Nispalel b'soicha sukkah, o chutz l'sukkah. What is the Rambam? You can daven any place you want. You want to daven in the sukkah? Fine. You want to daven out? That's okay too. And there are two explanations as to why the Rambam does not demand why you should daven in the sukkah. So anybody want to speculate why you should not daven in the sukkah? Give me, what? Good. Could be a kavana issue. Good. That's one possibility. Give me two other possibilities.
Well, that's not the first place you daven. You should daven in the
tzibah place. Excellent. Rambam believes that you should never be davening at home. It's always better to daven while in shul. So therefore, davening by definition is not an activity which is found in one's home. If it's not found in one's home, it's not peishu kein tzeduru to do into the sukkah. That's number one. Number two, or number three, even if davening was an activity that you decided you're never going to shul. You're never going to shul. You're always going to daven at home. Right? Some Chassidish rabbis had that practice they never daven for the minyan. They always daven in their little shtibula, their little cheder. No minyan. No minyan. That's a different discussion. So the question is, but there is another halacha. It's called, the Rambam says, even if a person davens at home, the Rambam writes as Nuchas Tefillah, Yitva lo makom v'soich beso. Makom kavua is considered a very important halacha. Makom kavua does not only mean the way it's interpreted in Breuer's, right? The shul seats 800 people. From Mincha Marv on a Tuesday night, there are 12 people in shul. You're number 13, and you happen to sit down in somebody's seat. You're sitting in my seat. There are 782 seats available. You're sitting in my seat. Okay? So that's not the only thing that Makom Kavua meant, that you should be a bum and tell somebody, you're sitting in my seat, get out of my seat, this is my seat. Makom Kavua means to fix a place to daven. Very nice. So if the Rambam believes in Makom Kavua, therefore, by definition, Makom means use the same place every day of the year to daven. That's why you're exempt from going into the sukkah. Why? Because it's not my Makom Kavua. Where is my Makom Kavua? In the house, in the corner of the living room. That's where I daven. So there are three possible explanations as to why you don't have to daven. One is, it could be a kavana issue. Two, because it's not an activity which resembles the bias, and therefore it can't be teshuah kain teduru. Three, it is a halacha which should be, but because of the halacha it's supposed to be makom kavua, I don't want you to change. Those are three explanations offered for the Rambam. Yes.
Correct. Point number three, I shouldn't be allowed to
daven
the sukkah. The
Rambam says
you can.
Precisely. Okay. It's a good point. According to that, you should not be able to daven. I grant you that. I'll grant you that. Good. Well, they invite them. Now comes another very important halacha. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Mani Mishtia Bimitalalta. Mani Nichla Bar Mitalalta. Okay? So here's another machlokes we're showing them how to interpret this. Rashi says, Mani Mishtia are referring to Kosos. Bimitalalta. Why? When you already drink, after you finish drinking, can you leave cups from which you had already drunk in the sukkah? Says Rava, you can. But mani nichle, says Rashi, ke'arot le'achar she'achlu bahen tsarich lehotziyat. But your plates and your soup bowls, after you finished eating, have to be removed from the sukkah. They cannot be allowed to stay in the sukkah. Why? Says Rashi, she'mausin. It's disgusting to have dirty dishes lying around in the sukkah. But Rashi believes that the whole discussion happens to be on dishes which you typically eat from. The only question is, have you already eaten or not? That's the way Rashi learns. Most other Rishonim say that the mani nichla, which the Gemara is demanding that you be out of the sukkah, are referring to pots and pans. Namely, pots and pans which you prepare food in, those should be brought where? Should be kept out of the sukkah. Don't bring them into the sukkah. That's pots and pans. You don't bring into the dining room. You don't bring them to the dining room. You know, you bring, leave them in the kitchen. In the sukkah, you can't divide it up into a kitchen, into the dining room. So therefore, it's not appropriate to go ahead and to bring them into the sukkah. Can't bring them into the sukkah. Now, take a look at Tosfos. He's the one who talks about it. He firstly quotes Rashi. Top Tosfos on Chavtes. Mana michla ke'aros she'achar she'achlu behen tzarech lotziyim in a sukkah mishumiyus. Kach pirish tefudros. Hey, Rabotai. Give me the halachic basis why I should not have a dover ma'us in my sukkah. Why should I not have a dover ma'us in my sukkah?
What?
Tanais. Indian of noise.
Correct. Precisely. That's the way everybody explains Rashi. It's lacking in Hidur. It's not nice. And there is a mitzvah that the sukkah should be nice. Hidur mitzvah is something that applies.
Very nice. That's exactly the way everybody understands Rashi. Take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos has a totally different halacha. And this is going to be significant. The Yesh Mefarshim, others say no. Kideros, it refers to the pots. The Agne Delisha, and the pans in which you kneaded the dough. The Taima Ke'ein Taduru Be'inin. You have to be Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru. The Hani Ein Regilin Lios Be'bais Dira Elabayis Yesh Lohem Levadam. There is a separate room where you keep your pots and pans. You don't keep your pots and pans where? In the dining room where you're going to eat. But Tosfos says it's not a halacha in noi, it's a halacha in dira. A halacha in dira. I want you to open up to Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph and we'll see chidush fantasti of the Goyim. Correct. No doubt. I'm not saying no. But I could have said pots and pans also not because it's not nice. I could have said that. I didn't have to say that it's a halacha in teshuva. Didn't have to. What? No, I have it in my bedroom. That becomes your bedroom at night. But you don't keep the pots and pans into your pantry or whatever it is. That's not your place of residence. Mm-hmm. That's someplace else. Yeah.
Right.
What was that?
The context of
is what?
Is
so you're supporting Tosfos. I'll grant you that. Please look at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah on Memchas Amud Aleph, and we're going to see a very important machlokes to Rambam and Tosfos. And the Gemara is going to quote our Gemara. Says the Mishnah, the middle time, Sukkah Shiva Ketza. The mitzvah of Sukkah is for 7 days. Says the Gemara, Gomar Milechol, when you finish eating on Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yatir Sukkasa. You're not supposed to take apart your sukkah. Why should you not take apart your sukkah after lunch? Because if you decide to what? To have another meal late in the afternoon on Hoshana Rabbah, where does that meal have to be eaten? In the sukkah. Therefore, you're not allowed to take down your sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah. It must be up the entire sukkah. Aval morid es hakelim in amincha ulamala b'nekvod yom tevach on shochag. But if you're eating in the house of Shmini Atzeres, and obviously in Eretz Yisrael you will be, the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, not Chutz Laaretz, obviously you have to take your good utensils, your silver, your nice utensils, you have to take them into the house. When should you take them in the house? After Mincha of Hoshana Rabbah, so that the table will be set l'chvod Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is Yom Tov. So you're supposed to come in with the table all set. Very nice. Says the Gemara, Ein lo kelim lahorid mahu. What happens if you don't have utensils in the sukkah to take out? What are you going to do? This is going to aim like Caleb. Ela ki yishtamish b'ma yishtamish. What was he eating with? What? The whole sukkah. If he didn't have utensils, what was he doing? They didn't have plastic paper goods at that time. What were you eating on a whole sukkah? Obviously he had something. Answers the Gemara, aim lo makom lahorit kelov maho. I don't have any place to put my utensils. You know why? I don't have a house. I only have a sukkah. I only have a sukkah. So where am I going to be spending my Shmini Atzeres? In the sukkah. Now the Gemara will deal with another issue. How can you sit in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres? What issue are you going to confront?
Balkoitzit,
says the Gemara. Rab Chiya bar Rav Amar, what do you do? Poches ba'arba'a. You make it less than what? Arba'a tfachim. Or Abba Dalaram. Listen, they'll make it less than Dalaramos. You make it small. Okay. When you make it small, what are you doing? You're demonstrating that the Sukkah is possible. Rabbi Shubin Levi Omar, Madlik Ba'as Haner. You're supposed to light a candle in it. Because we paskin, we're going to see later, there's a machlokes whether a ner should be in the Sukkah or out of the Sukkah. So assuming that the ner is out of the Sukkah, what do you do now? You put it in the Sukkah to demonstrate this is not Sukkahs. Haloi pligi halon v'halahu. That's for us and that's for them. Says the Gemara, ha teina Sukkah ketana. Sukkah gedoy lemayik lemeimar. The Gemara says that the only time that you're not supposed to have a ner is if it's a small sukkah, because we're afraid that what? Sukkah is going to burn down. But if you got a huge sukkah, you can put your nair in there. So if you have a big sukkah, how are you going to demonstrate that what? That the sukkah is possible? Answers the Gemara, the me'ayil ba money michla. You know what you keep in the sukkah? Money michla. The Amar Rava, money michla bar mimitalalta, money mishtiya bimitalalta. So what are you supposed to demonstrate that I'm postling the sukkah? That how am I postling the sukkah? By leaving the pasta pans inside. So now, Yisrael, say it sharp now. Exactly. If having something in the sukkah on after, you know, in the afternoon is just Hidur mitzvah, that's why you should not have pasta pans. So by putting in the pots and pans, all I've done is what? I've said that this is not a nice sukkah. But if I had disqualified my sukkah, no. But if Tosis is correct, that pots and pans in a sukkah is a violation of what? Pots and pans is a violation of what? Of Dira, of Teshu, Gaita, Guru. Now I understand what the Gemara is saying. By putting it in, I'm potsling the sukkah because it's no longer a place where you can fulfill Teshu Kain Kedura. Excellent. Excellent. So this would support Tosis's opinion.
And you should have your yontif meals with the, because it's not disgusting to have it there, so it's all right, it's just...
That's correct. This will demonstrate that I'm not violating Baal Tosis. So your first line, Shemini Atzeres, what do you have? You have your meals with your pot to demonstrate this is not the shame sukkah, it's only because I've got no place else to go. Or let's assume I want to eat in the sukkah because it's nice outside. I'm sorry I didn't photostat the Rambam. Famous Shitas Rambam. All the Shoinim interpret this Gemara only if you want to stay in the sukkah or you have no place else to go. The Rambam says no. This Gemara is saying what? Every single person, what are you supposed to do with your pots and pans? What are you supposed to do on Hashanah Rabbah? Put your pots and pans in the sukkah. Every single person, whether they have a mansion to live in for Shemini Atzeres or not, is supposed to go ahead and what? And put your pots and pans in there on Shemini Atzeres. Why? Why? But even if you're not planning on leaving, if you're living in the sukkah, of course. But the Rambam says, you're not going to live in the sukkah. So why do I have to demonstrate when I'm about to leave the sukkah that I'm disqualifying the sukkah? Why do I have to, if I put my pants in the sukkah, I'm going to be living inside, on Shemini Atzeres is going to be in my beautiful mansion, so there'd be no reason to be concerned about Baal Tosis. So why do I have to demonstrate this? I'm going to give you another case, and you tell me the conclusion that the Goin derived from this. I know I've told you this many times. The Goin, Motsoi Pesach, made Havdalah on beer. And Rav Chaim Volozhin asked the Goin, as he was going into a bar to buy a Bud Light, Rebbe, why are you makbid on Matzoi Pesach to make Havdalah on beer? And the Gaon said, Shitas HaRambam on this subject. Tell me what halacha did the Gaon extract from this Rambam in this sugya, which undoubtedly supports Tosfos' opinion, no doubt about it. That's not halacha night. What did the Rambam, what did he conclude?
He was trying to prove that the previous time that he did it was a shame mitzvah, it wasn't started.
Correct. Precisely. The conclusion which the Gaon draws is that whenever you engage in a mitzvah, as the mitzvah comes to a close, you should make a demonstrative statement that the reason why I abided by this mitzvah was not because why? Because I like doing this activity? No. You know why I did it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do so. So the most famous illustration of that was chametz. Why did I not eat chametz for 7 days? Not because I suddenly acquired a dislike for chametz. I wanted to eat chametz. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Shivat Yamin, Matos Tos Tachayru, Lo Tachayru, Lo Tachayru, Lo Tachayru, Lo Tachayru. Now I eat chametz. How do you demonstrate that I'm doing so only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said? Because at the first opportunity to eat chametz, what am I doing? I'm eating chametz. So even though the Gaon was makpid every single Havdalah to make it al yayin, the Gaon never made Havdalah on Chamar Medina on a common drink, such as juice or beer. Matzoi Pesach, he went into a bar, he bought himself a beer, and he made Havdalah. So Chaim Veloshin said, where did you get this halacha? He said, the Rambam Sheet in this Gemara. Why did the Rambam say that every single person has to put their pots and pans in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeret, Hashanah Rabbah, late in the afternoon? Why? To demonstrate that the reason why I've been living in this sukkah for 7 days is not because it's so comfortable, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. How do you demonstrate that you do it only for the mitzvah? How do you do it only for the mitzvah? By tasseling the sukkah as the mitzvah is about to, as the yontif is about to close. I'm disqualifying it. That's the demonstration. That's where the Gaon said, I got this principle from. And I told you once that that's how the Rav interpreted the piyut of Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, the Hoshana that we say. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we read a piyut, Om Netzura Hoshana, and the letter Yud reads as follows. Hoshana Yosheves Umamtenes Ad Klois HaShabbos. I am sitting and waiting until after Shabbos. What do you mean I'm sitting and waiting until after Shabbos? Until Shabbos is over. Sitting and waiting? Shabbos is over 9, 10? Oh, I can't wait. You do the lachah right away. Is that the way to do it, Shabbos? So the Rav explained that along the same principle. In order to demonstrate that the reason why I observed this particular Shabbos was not because I'm tired, I'm lazy, that's not the reason. Why did I not do malacha up until now? Why did I not do malacha? Because I could have always said so. That's why. How do you demonstrate that that's the reason why I didn't do malacha for the last 24 hours? As soon as Shabbos is over, you go straight to the movies. Yosheves umamtenes ad klois haShabbos. That's what he said is the pshat. And that's exactly what the Gaon said. And where did the Gaon get it? From this Gemara, based on Tosfos and the Rambam's obvious agreement with Tosfos. Had Rashi been correct that the placing of the pots in the sukkah is only a violation of Hidur, none of this would have been possible. Because simply stripping the sukkah of Hidur does not disqualify the sukkah. It makes it not a nice sukkah. But it's not a nice sukkah, it's still a sukkah. And it would still violate the law of Baal Taisir, and this demonstration would not be available either. So anytime you want to know the answer as to where the Gaon decided to eat to make Havdalah on beer, Matzoi Pesach, this sugya Daf Memches Shitas HaRambam only. All other Rishonim claim that the only time you have to do this is if you have to eat in the sukkah in order to avoid Baal Tais, except for Shitas HaRambam. We'll stop here. There will be no shir next week. I'm going to be at the OU convention in the Holy Land, but those are